Tavtezayim, it means doifish shall smicha katani. That's what it means to say. Rashi says the yad yosef ben yuezer la nechlaku besmicha. There's no machlekes by giving smicha. For loy bishum dover shadayin le nismaitle. They didn't forget learning. Loch inoch at smicha the yosef machlekes. That's the first machlekes about hilchas smicha. She nechlo bechachomim meolam. When yosef ben yuezer vielach. That was what the first machlekes was between Hillel and Beshamai, where you make a smicha on a korban shlomim on yontov or not. So it means to say up until that time there's no machlekes. That's what it means to say. Doifi shal smicha katani. From first question, is that true? I vo yosef ben yuezer gufa mifluk tugiyosar a machlekes besmicha. So it says ki if ligabo. Besoifshin at the end of his years, the bots libo when he forgot his learning a little bit, but not at the beginning. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Tezayin Omer Aleph, you're on top. Yes, last question was, you said that after they died, Yosef ben Yuezer, there was no Isha called boy. So Morris says, Omar Yosef, there was doifi then. So Morris says, doifi means shel smicha. That they started to have machlekes and then. So machlekes, if you're supposed to make smicha or not, on the korban on yomtif. So Morris says, that's what Katani. And Morris still a question, but Yosef ben Yuezer, gufa, niflag polik, he also had this machlekes. So his mashma up until Yosef ben Yuezer, there was no machlekes at all. Only after him started the machlekes. So Morris says, no, even his time also, and Yosef ben Yuezer's time also was a machlekes. Besmicha. He also had a machlekes, where he's supposed to make smicha. Rashi says, on smicha shlom b'yomtif. If you bring a korban shlom b'yomtif, do you have to make smicha one or not? It's machlekes, and we're a chagigam. Like, that was the first machlekes they had. So it's mashma started after Yosef ben Yuezer's time. And here it's mashma question is, no, it says he also had the machlekes. So Morris says, I'll tell you, his machlekes was the Saif Shania. At the end of his lifetime, that's when he had the machlekes, to botaliba, like his heart became smaller, meaning then he started to forget a little bit. Rashi says, Shinismaya Talei, Besaif Shinesa, Nishtachu, then he started to forget, then there was a machlekes. But up until his times, there was no machlekes. Kufa, what we just said before, Omer Abiyuda, Ma Shmuel, Shloisha, Sapayim, Halochis, Nishtachu, Bimei Avolisha, Moshe, right after Moshe was Nifta, Klai Yisrael forgot 3,000 halochis. Omulalu Yeshua, so Klaius asked to Yeshua, Shol, means find out what the lochas are. They asked him to, like, Shol, try and find them out. Yeah. So Moria says, Omulay, so Yeshua answered back and says, Loiva Shemaim, like, I can't stop asking Shemaim. It's not in Shemaim anymore. If we don't know it, we don't know it. Omulalu Shmuel, then Klaius asked Shmuel, that Shol, you try and find out the lochas that were forgotten. Omulam, he said, Eloposik, Eloha Mitzvahs. Means to say, Shein Hanovi Rishor Lachadish Bedov Miyata. To the Novi can't be Mechadish any halachas. It's only what was Neskabol from Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, if we forgot it, like, we can't stam get it from a Novi. It has to be that we ourselves work to get it. Omer Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Av Chatis Shemeso Baleh Nishtacha B'meyavole Shemesha. This halacha also that we have in our Mishnah had halachas here. About a Chatis Shemeso Baleh. If the owner of the Chatis died, the Bailam died, even though the Bonim are still alive, it goes the Misozla. It's one of the Hei Halachis. There's also forgotten Bimei Evol Shemesha. Is Amul the Pinchas said to Pinchas Shol, you asked and find out these Halachis? Amulay Pinchas said back also, Leib HaShemayim me, I can't find out Minash Shemayim. It's not B'Shemayim the Torah anymore. It's up to us. We have to work it out. So Amulay Lalosa, the yes, the laws are also Shol. You try and find out, like, yes, in Shemayim the Halachis? Amulahem, he also said back, the Postal of Eloha Mitzvahs, meaning to say, Shein Hanovi Rishon Lechadish Dover Miyato. A Novi can't be Mechadish, it's not up to me to Mechadish for my Nevuah, but it's something we have to work on. Om Rav Yudama Rav, Beishor Shenifta Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was about to be Nifta to Gan Eden, to go to Gan Eden, is Omolol Yeshua. He told Yeshua right before he was Nifta, he said to Yeshua, Show me men who call Sveika Shesh Tocho. You can ask me all the questions you have. Any question you have, come and ask me. Is Omolol Rebbe. So Yeshua answered back, Moshe said, Klum hinachtecho shu'achas, did I ever leave you alone like for 1 minute? V'halach l'machamach, and I went someplace else. Is loikach kosafta bi? Didn't you yourself write about me in the Torah? The Torah says, u'mishor so Yeshua benun, nar lo yomish mitoich oil. He never left Moshe Rabbeinu. As if to say, so Yeshua right now, so like I know everything, I have nothing to ask, I learned already everything from you. Is miyad right away, toshas koichal shel should be shomoy, the gisha should be mistoma. Tochas, we have Yeshua, but the gisha should be toshas koichal shomoy. That's what the Shita says, yeah. And in other words, Moshe had a chlisha sadastic. What do you mean you have nothing to ask, even though you're with me the whole time? But don't you think, like, I know more than you, I'm a kabbal the Torah? So Moshe felt a little bit weird, how come Yeshua had nothing to ask? And therefore, nishtachu mimenu sholish mes alochis. At that time, Yeshua forgot 300 alochis, because of this. For no doloi sheva mea sveikis, and also 700 alochis, he had now sveikis doubts. Before, maybe he knew it clearly, but now, because he made Moshe feel bad, his punishment was he had 700 sveikis, doubts. The Yom to Koyis Ol Hogun, Koyis, I want to kill him right now. Is Omar Le Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Leim Lecho, Yesh Lecho, that listen, I can't tell you the halachas right now. There's, so Moshe, what Yeshua started? We start to daven to Hashem, like, please remind me these halachas, Koyis Ol are killing me. So Hashem said back to Yeshua, I can't teach them to you, again, like, Leib Shemayim Hi. Leim Lecho, Yesh Lecho, maybe, because that was the punishment you deserved. You deserved to forget them. So I can't teach it to you. But in order to save you, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, Leich go, return them a Muhammad. Make them have Muhammad right now. They'll forget about you. Shneimer the Pasuk says, V'hi achri, Moshe, Eved Hashem, V'yom Hashem, like Hashem told Yeshua, like now go into Eretz Yisrael, start to go into Eretz Yisrael and conquer Eretz Yisrael. That's the smichus that like Yeshua had to distract them, they shouldn't come to kill him. But Maspik the Torah of the Brayse, we learned, Elef V'sheva Meyus, there were 1,700, Kalim V'chumrim, Kal V'chaymis, Rashi has it means Midrashi Kal V'chayma, or Gzeira Shavis, another way to learn the Torah, Gzeira Shavim, V'digdugay Seifrim, Rashi has Mephorash B'shkolim, means Shosu Atura, Sviras, Sviras, Kagoyin, Tesvav Noshim, Poitras Rosayim, Yud Gimel, Devorim, Nemru, V'nevelis, whereas it says like, Digdugay Seifrim means, when the Gemara makes a Sifrim, makes an account, how many lochas apply together. Like the Mishnah in Yevamis, and the Mishnah Yud Gimel Dvorim Nemu B'Nevelos. So all these things were also Nishtachu B'mei Avolos Shemoshe. That Yeshua forgot all these halachis B'mei Avolos Shemoshe. Could be all the same punishment. And since he made a Chalisha Sadas to Moshe, he lost these halachis. Is Omer Bavur. Bavur says, Afo B'ken, even so, Herzira Nosnil Ben Kenaz Metoich Papulei. Shnosnil Ben Kenaz, he was able to bring back all these halachis Metoich Papulei. Because not that he asked him in Hashemayim, but he himself worked on it with his Pilpul HaTorah, he was able to bring it back. Shem and the Pasuk says, Vayilkado Osniel ben Kenaz. He conquered the city, Achi Kolev, Vitim Loi es Achsa Bitel Yishin. He gave him his daughter, Achsa, for wife. Rashi says, Vayilkado Osniel, Likras Sefer, Umay Kriya Sefer, means Halacha. So let's see. Vlom Nikrish Machsa, why was his name called Achsa? What was her name called Achsa? She called her Roy Yosa Koyas Lishta. Whoever would see her, I got angry at his wife. Because she was so beautiful. She was so beautiful. So that's what happened. So Osniel ben Kenaz got the Melech's daughter, Achsa, for a wife. Yeah. Vahi, the Pasuk says, Bevoya, when he came to live with her. But to say you, she started to talk to him, Lishom Yesa Via Soda, that he, Osniel ben Kenaz, she asked from her father of her fields. Vatisna me'ala chamor, which started to scream from a chamor. So my vatisna, what's lashon of vatitznach? Is Omar Rabbi said Omar Yitzchak, Omar loy, she said to him, ma chamor zeh, just like this donkey, kivin shen loy meichel ba'avusay, miyatzik, he has no food teeth in his warehouse, in his food pin. He starts screaming, it's kachisha, same thing with the wife, kivin shen loy tfu, but she has nothing to eat in the house, is miyatzik, she starts to scream also. Then it says, "Vatayme tenoli brech." She said, "Give me the well." Ki eretz hanegev nesati abayis. Ki eretz hanegev nesatoni. That he gave us what the south side. So abayis meant to say shemenugav mikol tuv, was a bias that was dried out from all tuv. There's nothing good in it. So v'nesatali gave to me gulias mayim. Gave to me what gulias mayim. So v'darshin odom shein be'ela teret. That's what the pasuk meant to say. That this Osniel ben Kenaz was a person that he only had Torah. Rashi says, "Gulias ma'ima Torah klaim adam shat Torah guluya loy." He understood the Torah. Dovat v'iten lo kolev es gulias aliyah. So kolev, gave her the gulias aliyah. That's the top of well. He has gulias tach tias and the bottom one. is Omolo. Misha Darvo Yainim Tachtonim, Yvakishimenu Mizainus. Mizak Kodesh Baruch, the one that's Dar above on top, Yvakishimenu Zashi says, Dovade, Loit Starach, Tesive, Hoysa Kania Seichem. Mean to feel like you're not going to need anything. Misha Darvo Yainim Tachtonim, Yvakish.
What does it I'll say here? Dalid.
Omolay. Misha Kol Rosh Yolam. Tachtonim Yeshalo Yivakish Menem Zaynus the Kolu Ben Kenaz who the Ksiv Kolu Bia that's right Skit came and said that since your husband is such a big Talmud Chacham Isaac and Torah he's not going to ask for so much you don't have to worry now the question is the Kolu Ben Kenaz was that really his name Kolu Ben Kenaz yeah Fin Mabahaloi Kolov Ben Yefuna. His name was Kolov Ben Yefuna. So Gemara says, "Ma Yefuna was Yefuna mean Shepona Meyatzas Meraglim." The word Yefuna was just an extra name given to him. Just means he went away from the Yatzas Meraglim. Fiakati for the Gemara Ben Kenaz. Was he Ben Kenaz? Ben Chatzun was the son of Chatzun. He was. It wasn't Kolov Ben Kenaz. Was the son of Chatzroim. But before it's okay, it says Osniel ben Kenaz. Masum Osniel was the son of Kenaz, and not Kolev. The exhibit says, we call him ben Chatzroim. The silver what do we call him? Kolev ben Kenaz. He was Kolev ben Chatzroim. So Morris says, the Kolev ben Chatzroim, Hoylid es Azuva. The Pasuk says, the Kolev ben Chatzroim, Hoylid es Azuva. So Morris, he gave birth to Azuva. So it's a Kashim. Omarova, Chorgo de Kenazu. He was the stepson of Kenaz. So that's why it's called Kolev ben Kenaz. He was a stepson to us, to him. It wasn't his real son, the stepson. Tony, we learned, who was Neil, who Yavitz. When it says Osniel ben Kenaz, he was also called Yavitz. Well, Mashma, what was his real name? Yehuda Achashim. His real name was Yehuda Achashim. Shemai. Now, Osniel, why do they call him Osniel? She'onu, Kael, that Hashem answered him. Yavitz, She'yoyitz, he was able to give Eitz's advice. For Ribbit Torah Yisrael, he was marbles, he spread Torah in Klal Yisrael. Uminon, how do we know Shonon Kael that Hashem answered him? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayikra Yavis Alakai Yisrael, Leimar, in Baruch Tvorcheni, Vibes Yisguli, Voice Yotchoi, Modi Levuti, Atzvi, Shem Leave Me Alone. Vayovi Lakim, Es Hashem Shon, it says Hashem gave him what he asked. You see clearly Hashem gave him what he asked for. In Baruch Tvorcheni, Vatorah, means he has to be blessed in Torah. Verbeis yes, gvulim means batamidim. Yes, a bracha. Let me have a lot of tamidim. Voice yodchi modi. Yehin should be with me. Meaning to say, shlo yishtakech talmudi meliba. I should not forget my learning. Vyosa mirosi. Let me have a lot of friends. It means she is damnali reim kemois. I should have friends like me. Mitamid chachamim. Levuti otzvi means shlo yishagvenu yetsahara. Milashanas yetsar. I should not win over me to stop me from learning. That's called the Vilti Yotzvei, I should not be an Atzev, and it's said that the Yetzer should not catch over me. This Mutav will be good. In love, Hareini Hoylech L'Nesisi. I'll take L'Nesisi L'Shoil. I'll take it down to the grave. So if you do these things, very good. If not, it'll be Hareini Hoylech L'Nesisi. What is she saying? Grave, yes, that's what he said here. Is miyad right away? V'yavu l'kim es Hashem shol. Hashem gave him what he asked for. So see, Hashem answered him. Kiyetz v'davar, similar like this also. Kiyetz v'davar. Atuayim Rashi says she called hamoyser atzmoi lach zerachat Torah amalim l'shalaysev. Someone asks to be able to learn Torah. Hashem will listen to him. So that's kiyetz a similar before like this also. Kiyetz v'davar atuayim rosh v'yish tachzis. Nifkashu miyoid einish neim. The rosh v'yish tachzis means a poor person. There's something like this: a poor man and a man, a medium class man. Rosh v'yish tachzis means a medium class man. Nifkashu, when they get together, meyer einish neim, both lighten the other one's eyes. Is b'shor shal talmidim hocham etz rabbi. When the talmidim go to the rebbe, v'yomel lamdeinu Torah, teaches Torah. Im lamdoi, if the rebbe teaches them Torah, meyer einish neim, it lightens the eyes of both of them. Shneim, Hashem, Meir Einish Shneim Hashem. Hashem aligns the eyes of both of them. Means, you see, that these people want to learn Torah, so Hashem will enlighten their eyes also, both of them. V'im lav, osh yevarosh nifkasu. That means if not, even the rich and poor meet together, Oysa Kulam Hashem, Mishosu Chochem Lezeh, Oysa Tipesh. The one that Hashem made smart will become a Tipesh. And Tipesh Lezeh, Oysa Chochem. Hashem can make the ones a fool, make him to a Chochem. Yeah, so Kitty, you see, if you ask to be a Chochem, Hashem will help you. When the Talmidim asked the Rebbe, so Rebbe also has to know. So how does the Rebbe know? That Kodesh Baruch Hu will teach them, they should know. Rashi says, Oysa Shneim, Achshu Fu Maskel Asoysim Chadoshim Lezeh Chochem Zatipesh. Hashem will make them over now. Like, if you don't act like this, then Hashem will change you around. Zum Mishnas Reb Nosson. This is where Reb Nosson learned. Reb Yudah Nosson says, Im Borot Vorcheni. Means the bracha was like this. Asniel is, if you bless me with period of rib, I should have children. Children, boys and daughters. For hoy so yod ko imodi b'masamat, let me do good business. For yasi smeresish lo yehi bi mechish roisha, should have no headaches, or mechish as naim, no earaches, or mechish ay naim, no eye aches, levuti otzvi, I shouldn't have any, ebi atzva soon be said, shlo yasegvenu yehetzor malishano, that the yehetzor should not stop me from learning. Is a matter okay? Oyster can be thought this mutter will be very good. V'yom lav areni herlech, but it's easily shall go down to my grave. Is v'yavu l'kim, Hashem came to him. Es hashol, Hashem gave him what he asked for. So you see, he was mavakish to learn Torah, to become a chacham, to be able to learn, Hashem gave it to him. Ki yaitse b'dov, a similar to this, Omer, the Pasuk says, Atweimer, Rosh v'yishtachsev nishkishku. When a poor person and a middle class person meet together, is mei reinish neim, Hashem enlightens both the rois. That means b'shor she'oni herlech etzol balabayis. When the poor man goes to the balabayis, the yomer he tells him panasein, help me, I'll give me panosa. Sim mefanasay, if the rich man gives him money, mutter will be good for both of them. The imlav, if not, if the rich man doesn't give away money, then osher brash nifkashu oisa kulam Hashem, is Hashem changes them over. It means to say now that mishor so osher was rich and too now lezer oisa oni Hashem makes him poor now. And only the one who was poor before, the Zoysoy Sosh, and Akash Baruch will make him rich. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Gen Omer Shim Ma Mitzinu. Shim was the one that said in the Mishnah that these five halachas of Chatashem Esois only applies to a Korban Yoch and not to a Korban Tzibur. And Shim had said, just like three of them for sure do not apply by Korban Tzibur, like you can't have Mesu Bailam by Tzibur, or you can't have Tmura by Tzibur. It's the same thing the other two also do not find. Tan Rabban, not like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Chomesh Chatois Mesis. There are five halachas that Chatois should be Mes. That's Vlad Chatois, the Korban Chatois that becomes pregnant, the Vlad, is Lemisozlom, or Tumuras Chatois, Vechatois Shemeso Baleher. Then the last two are Vechatois Kippur Baleher. If they lost the Korban, brought a different one, then they found the first one. Vechatois Shibrish Nos, the Chatois that became a year old, older than it's supposed to be. Now, we are to Yochalim of Vlad Chatas Betzibu. You can't have a Vlad Chatas by Betzibu. You know why? The Fishain Chatas Nekeva Betzibu. Any Chatas of Betzibu is always a Korban Zocher. It can't be in a Keva. So you can never have a Vlad. And secondly, we are to Yochalim of Tumura's Chatas Betzibu. You can't find a Parsha of Tumura by a Korban Tzibu. The Fishain Tzibu is Tumura like we had before. A Shut for more Tzibu can't make Tumura. V'yati yocholaymer chatish shemesa baleh b'tzibah. Can't find the parsha of chatish shemesa baleh by tzibah. The v'yishen had tzibah mesim, because she never had the whole tzibah should die. Shekipru baleh v'shibru shenosa leymer tzinu. Now these last two cases, shekipru baleh, if they lost the carbon and brought another one, roshav shenosa leymer tzinu. Must be curious here. Leila madnu, the sheet says. Leila madnu. We did not learn. We don't know if it, you know, these mitzvahs in apply by Korban Tzibur. It could be that they lost the first Korban and brought a second one, and then they found the first one. Or else it could be that they waited a while until it became too old. This could happen. Tzadzi says, Loi Lamadnu, means we did not learn whether these two cases apply to a Korban Tzibur or not. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yehenu Heges, Beim Yochel, Beim Tzibur, since the case could apply. So maybe the halacha applies that are both by Korban Yochanan and by Korban Tzibur. If it would have been over Shinoso or Neschapru Baleho, that maybe it's Lemisozla. Or Matt, I'll tell you like this. Yilmadu Sosim Meforish. Let's learn Sosim. What doesn't say clearly, Rashi says Sosim in Shekipru Baleho Shibru Shinoso. There's two cases, Meforish, from what it says clearly. Rashi's Meforish means Vlad. Those three cases we know clearly do not apply to a Korban Tzibur. There's some man before, just like those three cases, the first three cases. The yochid, it only applies by korban yochid. For leiv tziva, because the mitzias, technically you can't have these cases by korban tziva, is af, even the last two cases also. Af b'shekipru baleho, we have the of a kipru baleho. Where else for shibru shnoso, these last two cases also terim shimon holds. The yochid v'amamurim was only said by korban yochid, leiv tziva wasn't said by korban tziva.